Measure 3.1a, the conditions of use of the infrastructure and services provided in the service appurtenances. The operations room provides for the collection and distribution of information on road, environmental, traffic, and traffic conditions on the relevant routes to inform motorists, directly through the tools available to operators indirectly through the Multimedia Production Center of Sociedad Autostra Dec per Littahlaya. Information via radio and with variable message boards. Motorists on the road receive the information. 1. Via radio through. News broadcast on dedicated ISO frequency channel FM 103.3 along the entire route and FM 103.45 near Rome. Is the ISO radio service produced and broadcast in association between Autostrada dei per l'Italia and RAI? The Onda Verde bulletins broadcast on the national and regional RAI radio network and also fed by Autostrade per l'Italia through the Coordination Center for Road Information and Safety, CCISS, to which news is transferred directly from the Autostrada per l'Italia Multimedia Center. Via radio bulletins on traffic conditions on the network, directly communicated by the operators of Autostrada per l'Italia's Multimedia Production Center on the national radio station RTL 102.5. 2. Through the variable message boards arranged inbound at stations and access interchanges to inform drivers of inbound vehicles about events taking place on connected highway sections or at the station itself, so that they can, for example, avoid ending up on a queue in formation. En route, i.e., along highway sections, before exit junctions or network nodes to inform drivers of passing vehicles about events taking place along the downstream route, so that they can exit at the next junction, avoiding, for example, driving through a section affected by fog. To make it easier for customers to plan their trips, including inviting them to avoid peak periods, Strada dei Parchi automatically sends traffic news to the RAI Teletext system, Televideo, to the InfoViability system accessible via the internet at www.stradadeparchi.it and www.autostrade.it. The Multimedia Production Center. In order to coordinate and make the dissemination of traffic and road information to customers and the media organic and systematic, Autostrada per l'Italia has set up the Multimedia Production Center, which makes use of the latest technology in the field. Traveling and non-traveling customers can contact the operators who answer 800-3.111 and are available over 24 hours not only for general information and assistance, but also to give timely news on the state of the road conditions on much of the national highway network. The center's operators acquire information through the Sistema Informativo Viabilità, which is a computerized interface that allows the consultation of an archive fed both by the operators of the Strada dei Parchi operations room and by the operators of the other centers, with whom, moreover, they are also in direct contact for any necessary clarification or in-depth analysis of news related to an event. The same operators, in addition to responding to customer calls, are engaged every day in the writing communications for the company's internal communication of information for Autostrada per l'Italia, trunk departments and group companies, to ISO Radio 103.3 and CIS Viaggia Rai Informati, implementation and airing of radio newscasts for VIA Radio RTL 102.5. Realization of television modules for Prima Pagina, Channel 5, and La 7. Distribution of information via telephone at the request of radio and television stations and newspapers, including making short live speeches. The information during the journey. Strada dei Parchi informs customers while traveling by radio and through variable message panels, on which information about accidents, construction sites, traffic jams, weather events, etc. is displayed. In recent years, in order to provide more timely information, variable message panels have been increased throughout the network. How to individuate the progressive mileage. Every 1,000 meters on the left side of the highway, there is a sign indicating the progressive kilometer you are traveling, which is useful to better understand traffic information. Side photo example, kilometer 17. In addition, every 100 meters, a small white sign indicates, in addition to the kilometer, the hundreds of meters in Roman numerals. Measure 3.1b2. Complaint procedures defined in accordance with Measure 10. Strada dei Parchi has defined grievance procedures in accordance with Measure 10, specifying the languages and channels that can be used, the data useful and necessary for the settlement of the grievance, the guaranteed response time, and the remedies that can be activated in case of no response or unsatisfactory response. Measure 3.1b3. Communication channels referred to in Measure 5, with specific evidence die channels to obtain up-to-date and real-time information on traffic and road conditions. Strada dei Parchi will inform both users and all entities, which are affected in various ways, about any traffic restriction measures, both planned and ongoing, on the A24 and A25 highways, urging travelers to plan their trips by avoiding the most critical times and days when more traffic is expected. To facilitate users in planning their travels, the same will also be invited to avoid times and days characterized by possible inconvenience. Please be reminded that the Scrivente will publicize news regarding the traffic situation by all available means and channels. CCISS, Viaggiare, Informati, RAI Network, ISO Radio 103.3, Via Radio RTL 102.50, Call Center 1518, Press Agencies, Info Viability TV News, Websites www.cc.eccis.it and www.stradadeparchi.it, Homepage, News/Press. Releases section, and traffic/forecast events with 24-hour real-time traffic updates and information. The utmost care is taken to ensure that traffic and traffic news is promptly and punctually disseminated. In this regard, it should be noted that the SIV Sistema Informativo Viabilità, Traffic Information System, computer link between the company's operations room and the company's multimedia production center. Concessionaire Autostrade per l'Italia allows for the forwarding in real time through the PMVs of all traffic and road conditions information. News that is simultaneously taken up and disseminated also by radio and television media, ISO Radio, Via Radio, CCCS Viaggiare Informati, Televideo by RA and Mediaset Networks, by the call center 1518 of the CCISS, and by the call center 803.111 of the Multimedia Production Center of Company. Autostrade per l'Italia. The SIV, in addition to reporting all information on PMVs in a timely manner, also allows it to branch out to the interconnected highway sections, A1 and A14 highways, updating travelers on all routes, depending on the magnitude of the event taking place. At the following link, https://www.stradadeparchi.it and AS Traffic Info Traffic on the Strada dei Parchi website, you can see all the traffic information in real time. Measure 3E, measures having the object of inhibition to certain types of traffic, with specification of the reason and estimated duration. At the following link, www.stradadeparchi.it/n/traffic/ordinances/on the company's website. All ordinances and restrictions issued by the company can be viewed. 3F- the categories of events that could generate disruptions to highway traffic and slash or dangerous situations, including accidents or the presence of foreign bodies in the roadway, with specification for each type of event, of the average timescales for restoring regular and or safe traffic conditions, calculated on the basis of monitoring carried out the previous year. Main categories of events that led to highway traffic disruptions and or dangerous situations based on the actual data as of December 31, 2024. Construction sites for works, 17 hours and 17 minutes. Weather event, 9 hours and 18 minutes. Queues, traffic jams and slowdowns, 2 hours and 37 minutes. Presence of vehicles stopped in breakdown, 1 hour and 1 minute. Incident, 58 minutes. Presence of obstacles en route, 27 minutes. Winded average resolution time, 16 hours and 59 minutes. Rain average resolution time, 7 hours and 45 minutes. Fog average resolution time, 6 hours and 20 minutes. Snow average resolution time, 6 hours and 9 minutes. Measure 3.G. Summary description of the protocols, as well as operational procedures under Measure 6, adopted for emergency management, including the conditions under which, also in application of these operational procedures, a section closure is made. Strada de Parque's organization is strongly oriented towards risk prevention and the management of resulting emergencies. In fact, monitoring and intervention procedures and emergency plans based on protocols and operational agreements with relevant bodies, prefectures, police forces, fire brigade, and civil defense are provided. This is both in case the emergency arises on the highway with possible involvement of surrounding areas, and if it affects the territory and the highway, remains involved as an indispensable facility to ensure the flow of relief and mobility. Among the types of risk should be listed that hydrogeological seismic, for spills of pollutants or hazardous substances by fire, for snow, ice, fog, for electrical blackout, that may result in traffic restrictions, including temporary traffic stoppages. In emergencies, interventions are implemented according to the following priorities: preservation of human life and protection of the physical integrity of those involved and rescue personnel, maintaining the functionality of the facilities, ensuring the availability of the highway to ensure the mobility of rescuers, the outflow of the vehicles remaining involved, and the reduction of congestion at the territorial level with the use of the highway alternative. During the most critical traffic periods, such as summer exoduses, Strada de Parque ensures the availability of basic comfort items, water, through the refreshment managers of the service areas, at the disposal of the traffic police and possibly civil defense personnel for distribution to customers in case of prolonged traffic blocks. Measure 3.H, summary description of quality indicators identified by the grantor. The service quality indicators, valid for all concessionaires and defined in agreement with the General Directorate for Supervision of Motorway Concessionaires of the MIT, are as follows: travel safety, regularity of service, convenience of service, services for disabled travelers, information to users. Measure 3.J. For closed and semi-closed systems, the total number of stations and toll lanes by managed highway section and by direction of travel, with an indication of the number of toll lanes that, in the previous year, were inoperative for more than 24 hours. The structures of the toll system are the stations, placed transversely on the interchanges, which regulate access to the highway from the ordinary roadway, and the barriers placed transversely across the entire highway that regulate the overall traffic flow. Interchanges without a station are commonly referred to as free interchanges. On the Strada de Parque network are active and operated daily 2 barriers, 25 stations, to which are added 9 free interchanges and 2 interconnection interchanges with the network of Autostrade per L'Italia. Strada de Parque has an ongoing program of modernization and adaptation of the existing facilities according to criteria of standardization of distribution on the alignment of the different types of facilities that makes it as easy as possible for customers to identify the desired payment method. Of particular value in this regard is a signaling system by means of horizontal channeling signs and vertical signs on the islands and the canopy, based on a color code that immediately links the door to the functions available on it. Yellow for dynamic exaction, blue for automated payment by cards, white for cash or operator-assisted payment. There are 2 different toll collection systems on the Park Road Company's network. The system is called closed when the control is carried out twice at the entry station and at the exit station. At the entry station, as a rule, the user collects the ticket, which he or she must then hand in at the exit station to enable the toll to be determined, the amount of which is calculated in relation to the kilometers driven and the vehicle class. The system is called semi-closed when each station controls a specific section of highway. The user, each time he passes through a station, pays the toll related to the section of highway controlled by that station. There is no issuance of a ticket. The toll is therefore commensurate with a fixed mileage and varies only according to the class of vehicle. Automation. Automation of toll collection is aimed at simplifying and speeding up transit operations at stations and improving network fluidity, system efficiency, and facility productivity. But above all, at providing a range of tools that better and better meets the needs of highway customers. The dynamic electronic toll collection system enables dialogue between an apparatus located onboard the vehicle and the ground infrastructure, allowing the toll to be charged without the vehicle having to stop to perform the operation, with obvious benefits in terms of customer service, traffic flow, impact on the environment, and management efficiency. Along with systems for dynamic toll collection, Strada dei Parchi is also equipped with automatic toll collection systems whose gate equipment enables payment with VIA card cards, scaled in amount or linked to bank account, with debit cards, FastPay, ATM, with credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Postomat, cash through automatic cash machine with change. The attached table, PDF file, shows the consistency of the toll gates of all in stations on the A24 and A25 highway network. Measure 3K, the way the toll is calculated. The Strada dei Parchi network, as well as a large part of the national highway network, is managed on a toll basis. That is, it is entitled, in relation to each trip made on the sections under its jurisdiction, to apply specific tariffs by collecting the relevant tolls. For the application of the toll, transit vehicles are divided into 5 classes. The classification criterion applied is referred to as axle shape, where Sagoma means the height of the vehicle measured at the first axle, and is the criterion by which all 2-axle vehicles are classified and allows 2 classes, A and B, to be set. Axles means the number of axles of construction of vehicles, even if they do not touch the road surface, and is the criterion by which all vehicles and convoys built with 3 or more axles are classified and allows the remaining 3 classes, 3, 4, and 5, to be set. The classification criterion provides for the subdivision of vehicles solely on the basis of their physical structure, without regard to the type of transportation, passenger or freight, and is divided into 5 classes. The toll is calculated by multiplying the unit tariff per kilometer pertaining to Strada dei Parchi, increased by the amount pertaining to ANES, as per law 102/2009 SCQ. By the kilometers, considering that in addition to the kilometers between toll booth and toll booth, the kilometers of the interchanges, the slip roads, and the free highway sections before and after the toll booth, built and operated by the concessionaire, are counted. VAT, 22%, should be added to the amount obtained, and rounding up or down to the nearest 10 cents should be applied. Rounding is applied automatically without any discretion on the part of Strada dei Parchi and is governed by Interministerial Decree Number 10,440/28/133 of the 12th of November, 2001 of the Ministry of Infrastructure and Transport and the Ministry of Economy and Finance. The unit rate applied depends on the type of vehicle used, 5 classes, and the characteristics of the highway sections driven, flat or mountain. On some highway sections defined as having a semi-closed system, Lunghezza, Setta Camini, and Ponte di Nona, the toll is independent of the kilometers traveled. The calculation of the amount to be paid is based on a lump sum length established with the approval of the granting ministry. These systems differ from closed systems in which the customer pays the toll corresponding to the route traveled. Measure 3.L, unit tariff, expressed in euros per kilometer, applicable to each elementary route, defined for each class of vehicle, specifying whether it is a plain or mountain tariff. Unit user fees on the Strada dei Parchi network euros per year, 2025-1. Vehicle classes. Class A, 0.10466. Class B, 0.10714. Class 3, 0.13682. Class 4, 0.21166. Class 5, 0.25161. Semi-closed system. A24/A25 tariffs, 2025 only. Fixed rates in both directions of travel. The rates below remain unchanged by reversing the direction of travel. Measure 3.M, possible existence of facilities for particular categories of users, with an indication of the conditions for their application. Pursuant to the provision of the MIT, Protocol 4630, dated 17 February 2025, the tariff modulation of -30% on the toll for users of motorcycles using electronic toll systems for operators joining the initiative continues until 31st December 2025. Measure 3.N, arrangements for toll collection, the consequences in case of non-payment, and the procedures adopted for recovery with specific evidence in the case of non-detected entry of how to self-certify the route. Non-payment. In some cases, it may happen that the toll is not paid due to lack of money, cards, via card, ATM, credit cards, misreading of cards, insufficient money or credit, etc. Under no circumstances are you allowed to proceed in reverse, and in automatic door, you must press the service request button and wait for the operator's response. If the problem cannot be resolved, the license plate is photographed, and a receipt containing a failure to pay report is issued. The amount, without any surcharge, must be paid no later than 15 days from the date of transit in the following ways. Online at www.stradadeparchi. Dotted in the section, Services. Pay for non-payment online with credit and prepaid cards at no extra charge and toll booths of Strada dei Parchi. By bank transfer made out to Strada dei Parchi, S.P.A. at Poste Italiane, S.P.A. IBAN IT 70 U0760 10 320000000 377 58711 BIC/SWIFT BPPIITRRXXX, indicating in the reason for payment license plate and number of the report of failure to pay. At post offices by depositing on account number 3775-8711, made out to Strada dei Parchi SPA, indicating in the reason for payment the license plate of the vehicle and the number of the failure to pay report. After 15 days, the amount will be increased by assessment charges, Article 176/11 BIS, New Highway Code. For more information on how and where to pay the reports of non-payment, you can contact the debt collection structure of Strada dei Parchi SPA at 0641592470, Choice 1, Monday to Friday, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., or by email, rmpep@stradadeparchi.it. In case of failure to pay the indicated amount, the related acts will be forwarded to the traffic police for the consequent contestation of administrative sanctions under Article 176, paragraph 11 and 21 of Legislative Decree Number 285 of April 30, 1992, et secute MI, Highway Code, for the ascertained violation of the obligation to pay the freeway toll at the same time, which provides for the payment of a sum from €87 to €344 and the deduction of 2 points from the driving license of the actual offender. Unless the conditions of Article 176, paragraph 17 of the above regulatory provision. Both the driver and the owner of the vehicle are jointly and severally obligated to pay the toll and the assessment charges provided for in Article 372 of Presidential Decree Number 495 of December 16, 1992. For the recovery of the amounts due, the rules of the consolidated text approved by Royal Decree Number 639 of April 14, 1910, and subsequent additions and amendments shall apply. Measure 3.0. The entrustment methods adopted for electric recharging services, distribution of fuel oil, compressed natural gas, liquefied natural gas, commercial and restaurant activities, specifying whether the measures adopted by the authority in resolutions number 130/2022 and number 1/2023 have already been applied. The service assignments present in the highways managed by Strada dei Parchi were awarded prior to the year 2022 through competitive procedures and in the manner and directives issued by the Ministry of Transportation. Therefore, the measures adopted by the Transportation Regulatory Authority, ART, in resolutions number 130/2022 and number 1/2023. The tenders for the renewal of the oil and refreshment service contracts in the Valle Eterno Est and Civita Nord service areas, which were published according to the Regulatory Act ART Resolution 130/2022, are in the process of being concluded, with the takeover of the new concessionaires expected in 2025. And therefore, the measures adopted by the authority in said resolution will apply to these new contracts. Measure 3.P and 3.Q. The number of electric charging and refueling points present for each managed highway section and per direction of travel, broken down by fuel type. There are 5 electric charging stations on the highway, and of these, 4 are located in the A25 service areas, Montevellino North and South, Brecciarola North and South, 2 for each direction, and are slow charging with rated power less than 20 kilowatts, equipped with 1 column per area with 2 charging points, while on the A24 at the Tiburtina Sud service station at kilometer 5.600 direction GRA, there is a station equipped with 3 charging columns with 6 ultra-fast charging points with rated power 150 kilowatts, less than 300 kilowatts. At the following link, www.stradadiaparchi.it/in/highways/service and rest areas of the Strada Diaparchi website, it is possible to consult all the detailed information about the services present in the service areas with specific reference to the number of refueling points present. In the table that can be downloaded at this link, PDF file, it is possible to view the services available by individual area. Measure 3R. The quality indicators provided for in the sub-concession contracts, specifying whether the same have been defined in accordance with the provisions of Measure 15 of Annex A to Resolution Number 130/2022 and Measure 15 of Annex A to Resolution Number 1/2023 of the Authority. And, in aggregate form, the results of the verification activities carried out pursuant to the same measures, or failing that, the absence of quality and/or monitoring indicators. Quality control plan is in place with over 1,400 audits throughout the year, carried out by accredited external companies and internal staff. Below are the compliance results achieved in 2024 on the main quality indicators. Indicator percent compliance 2024. Oil service, 98.50%. Refreshment service, 99.65%. Sanitation, 96.50%. Outdoor areas, plots, 94.49%. In addition, the customer satisfaction measurement survey is always carried out by accredited external companies. The survey aims to monitor the level of satisfaction of highway customers regarding the services offered in the service areas present in Strada Diaparchi. The survey was addressed to a representative sample of highway users, with questionnaires divided into the different service areas and different types of customers, motorists, drivers. The writing of the questionnaire was focused on maintaining the historical series with previous surveys. In addition to comparison data, participants were stimulated to provide input on desired improvement and to suggest new KPI to be included in future evaluations. The surveyor conducted 2 customer satisfaction survey campaigns on all service areas by conducting 40 interviews per service area and per campaign, for a total of 80 interviews per service area in the single year. A competitive procedure for the selection of a new surveying agency is planned for 2025, and the indicators in the relevant technical specifications are in line with the new measures related to ART Resolution 1/2023. At this link, the quality annexes with the relevant benchmark indicators for each service being audited, commercial food services, commercial oil services, and sanitation services, can be viewed.